Yo, what's poppin'? It's Kendrick Lamar, you dig that.
MyMP3Pool.com. You already know what it is, your boy DJ Mustard.
Turn your radio up, please. Turn your radio up.
MyMP3Pool All-Star Mix Series.
MyMP3Pool All-Star Mix Series, Joseph Get Right, and I am back for another episode, man. Today, I got a good friend of mine. Dude that's been living out here in Las Vegas, originally from L.A. He represents 3 radio stations right now. Mixer, daddy, good all-around person, my friend DJ CO1. How you living?
What up, Get Right? I'm good, man. I'm always really good.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for dropping a mix on me today, and also for taking the time and sitting down with us, because I know most people don't, or I don't know, maybe a lot of people know, but you're a busy dude.
You know, it's all good, because this is all part of what is allowing us to kind of expand, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been keeping tabs on your interviews, too, so...
Yeah.
It's always fun to have to be a part of a cast like that and to be on part of this interview session, right?
Absolutely. So how does it feel to have like the tides turn? Because I know sometimes you're not just a mixer, you do the interviewing yourself.
You know what? It's fun. It does feel a little bit weird right now that even though I'm sitting in this position that I am, I'm always the interviewer, not the interviewee.
Exactly.
So just knowing that I'm in this position kind of feels good, actually, because I've never really been on this side of it.
The pressure's on me, guys, not on him.
Yeah, I'm just chilling, relaxed, and answering questions. So
why don't we start from the beginning with you?
Okay.
I know you've been a DJ a long time. How did it all start for you?
Ooh, yeah, I've been DJing for a long-ass time. When I first started, I just graduated from high school, but I graduated when I was 17.
Okay.
So I couldn't go to the clubs yet because I wasn't 18. I wasn't allowed to go anywhere or do anything.
Okay.
A good friend of mine was a DJ that would do backyard boogies back home. And I know you said that I'm from L.A., but, you know, guys like me got to check you on that. I'm from Orange County, baby. Orange County, O.C.
Oh, man, so, are we really going to get into this right now?
Oh, I just did. So
I got a question for you later that we'll get to that in a minute.
So basically, a good friend of mine was DJing, and he just let me borrow his turntables for like a month one time. I go, man, just let me borrow your turntables. Let me get them out of your garage, and let me just play with them. And after that, I just fell in love with it. He got a job at this record store called Tough Guy Records. I don't know if you remember that. And then a good friend of ours also worked at Exodus Records.
Okay.
And I guess the ease of being able to get records just easier than most DJs.
Yeah.
So I just started collecting vinyl, and then it all started from there. My first thing, and I still have a love and passion for it, I wanted to make mixtapes,
uh-huh.
like actual physical cassette tapes, though.
Right, right, right. Yeah,
and I started doing that, and it all kind of just took off from there.
Okay, how did you come up with the name CO1? Was it a nickname back in the day, or?
So check this out. My whole life, I wanted to be a police officer.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think you've told me that before.
Yeah, I kind of gave up going to Penn State. I had a full scholarship to Penn State, full ride. And instead, I just wanted to be a cop in my good old town of Orange County. I mean, I'm from Santa Ana, but I ended up working for a couple of, agencies, even volunteering. And from cadet work all the way to Orange County Sheriff or Orange County Probation. And DJ CO1 is the acronym for Deputy Juvenile Correction Officer 1. So those are the officers that work at the juvenile hall. At least I don't know what they are now.
Right.
And I really don't want to even say any more details. But so basically in there was DJ CO1, CO2, CO3.
Okay.
That's where that comes from. So I kind of retired from law enforcement and went straight into what I do during the day is programming and DJing, obviously, at night.
Okay, wow. I don't think any DJ I've ever met has that intricate of a story where the name is the full thing with the DJ is an acronym and everything.
Well, what happened is because the letters DJ were part of that name.
Right.
When I had my last lunch with my friends, my colleagues, they're like, yo, just keep the name, man. It already has DJ on it.
Really?
I'm like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and roll with it.
So for many years now, you've been rolling with the CO1, the DJ
CO1. Yeah, for a long time.
Okay. I already mentioned earlier you represent 3 radio stations right now. First, tell us which 3.
So here in Las Vegas, it's all under the CBS cluster. Okay. And it is 98.5 KOUC, which is the top 40 station in town.
Yeah.
98.5 Jams. It's the same signal, but on an HD2 channel, which is all hip hop.
Okay.
And then just currently at Q100.5, which is a throwback station with a little bit of rhythm. So that meaning that you can hear from Biggie, Pac, to the new like Jeremiah's, Jason Derulo's, and so forth.
2-part question. First, tell us how you got your radio start, and then tell all these young buck new DJs, and not even young buck, but just anybody interested in trying to be in radio,
okay,
how to get into radio?
Yo, man, it was a difficult hustle. It does take who you know, and I'm the prime example of that, because the way I got into radio, or at least my first piece of work that was on the radio itself, was through a good friend of mine, DJ Drew at Kiss FM.
Okay.
When he was going to college and I was around him, he had an internship at Kiss, and then he ended up being the DJ at Kiss FM.
Okay.
At one point in time, he asked me to help him out in doing a 4-track mix for like a concert series, and I helped him out with, you know, with the, it was a 4-track mix that we did, and then from there, I got to know a lot of the people at Power. And like DJ Fluffy, who's still there, he's probably all this board hop.
Yeah.
Fluffy's my compadre. I ended up baptizing his daughter, so we're family at this point.
What up, like, Fluff?
We're literally family. So Fluffy ended up showing me how to run the board during Power Tools.
Okay.
During the Goodfellas show, during Fell show.
Wow.
So I was always up there just kind of learning, and that's how I first got into it. Then I essentially ended up getting picked up by Z93.7 in Reno.
Okay.
And I was just, it wasn't a syndicated show. I was pre-recording my show at home, sending it, and running the mixes every Friday and Saturday.
Okay. How long ago was that?
That must have been like 15 years ago.
You don't want to date yourself at this point?
Oh, man. You know what? I don't even care about ages. I'll be 40 this year, and I'm probably one of the luckiest and happiest guys in this business.
You know, I'll tell you guys, this guy is one busy dude. And he is mad happy at what he does. And I can see that from all the times that I've hung out with him. And, man, he represents 3 radio stations right now. How many people out there besides, like, you know, the conglomerates, the big guys, like, you know, Big Boy or Rick D's or whatever, like, 90 radio stations under their belt or whatever. I mean, you're a happy dude, and, man, I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. And you know me, I'm the first guy who always invites all the homies.
Yeah.
And I have the opportunity to showcase anybody on the air.
Yeah.
And
good
because
dude to know.
Because that's how I came about, you know? I knew someone who knew someone who knew someone who had a connection, and
right.
Yo, Get Right, who knows that one day we'll be in here for EDC weekend, and you're like, hey, this is Get Right doing your guest mix, and then you ended up getting picked up by a club or someone else or something, right?
Yeah.
It's always nice to just kind of share the exposure and share the airwaves with people.
Yeah, absolutely. Aside from knowing people, what can they really do to, like, you know, there are a lot of DJs out there these days.
So
is it that they got to go about?
You know what? I've said this before. Don't give up on the hustle, man, because even for me to get hired on here at CBS, I lived about 20 minutes from the station, and I FedExed. I overnight FedExed my demos just to show that I was committed and willing to spend energy and money.
Yeah.
So I kept sending in demos, and all my demos, I will tell you this, that all my demos, and my mixes still, even when they're pre-recorded, everything is done live. I sent live demos, and believe it or not, the bosses love hearing the little mistakes or the little off, you know, like the offsets in music when you're blending and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And people are not stupid these days, man. Don't try to do your little Ableton,
Produced mixes.
Yeah, or your robotic produced mixes. Put the hustle in. Be knowledgeable. You've got to be knowledgeable in music because people don't necessarily break records anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But those who support early records, you know, they see the success of it. But getting onto radio is something that I think is still to this day very special, because for someone like me, I could, you know, out here in Vegas, you know this because you're in the clubs.
Yeah.
A lot of our really good friends and people you've had on this podcast before, they're in the clubs, man.
Yeah.
I choose not to be in the clubs unless it's like a special guest set or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I choose radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying one is better over the other, because absolutely not. It's just there are different aspects of music and mixing and DJing.
Right.
And this is the avenue that I choose. So for someone to be in radio, you have to be passionate about it.
Yeah.
You have to want it, mm-hmm, and like it and enjoy it. And, you know, here's the way I put it is, you can go to the club and get instant gratification and DJ for 2,000-3,000 people and enjoy it and get paid, and that's what you want to do. Or you can be in radio, be focused in it, and DJ for over 500,000 people at any one point in time.
Right.
And just know that you still have an audience, even though you're in a little ass studio mixing, right?
Right.
But you've got to have the passion, the love, and be knowledgeable.
I think what you just gave them was another avenue or another path for them to be motivated to pursue.
Absolutely,
you know,
man.
Because you know how it is these days. Everybody in their DJ, you know, dream. They want to DJ for the biggest clubs in Vegas or Miami or New York or LA, whatever it is. But, you know, they forget about everything else that you can DJ for.
And you absolutely can, you know. And a lot of people ask me, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, because will I do a club? Absolutely. Do I enjoy going to see my best friends do the clubs? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Will I still do a wedding and a private gig? Absolutely.
Right, right. You know, that's that hustle.
And yeah, people think that, oh, this dude's on the radio, he's on three stations, he does ABC, and he's too expensive. Nuh-uh, man. I'm still that same dude that was around 18 years ago or 15 years ago. And,
right.
And I will still do a backyard boogie for a close friend, right. Not just anybody, but I will still do the private events just because they allow me to reflect on why I enjoy DJing, you know?
Right, so. Absolutely. Aside from you doing, you know, obviously the live mixes on the radio, you do a ton of mixtapes.
Man, mixtapes are what drive me to this day.
Talk a little bit about that for us.
So, I mean, on my website, I think I'm hitting about 90 mixes at this point in time. And I told you earlier in the interview is that the first thing I ever wanted to do was actually record from turntables to a cassette tape so I can give it to, you know, to some girl.
Right.
Which I ended up marrying.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So I always wanted to make mixtapes. And I think for someone who's always trying to grow, I think mixtapes allow you to stay in the know, stay knowledgeable about all the music. And that's why I like to put different types of mixtapes, you know. I personally like a lot of funk and old school, obviously, being from Santa Ana and Orange County.
Yeah.
So I grew up with that freestyle. And I don't just focus on that. It's what I prefer to do. But if you check out all the mixtapes I've done everything from hip-hop, underground hip-hops, you know, soulful, and house music. You know, here we have the dance show.
Yeah.
We'll do everything. You know, people these days call house music everything.
Yeah.
I still call it house music.
Yeah.
And my mixtape series, I have a really extensive R&B series, mm-hmm. Funk series, a dance series, and a classic hip-hop series.
Okay.
And I focus on everything because I want people to know that I am eclectic in everything that I do and with all the music that I've grown with, you know. Okay. And everything from New Jack Swing to East Coast hip-hop, West Coast hip-hop, you know, South. I mean, it doesn't matter. You just... Again, mixtapes are a way for me to reflect, as you know, on my knowledge of music and what I enjoy. And audiences still love them, man.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, who doesn't want a free mix to just take to the gym or put in the car for the iPod or go on a road trip?
Right, absolutely.
People love them.
Yeah,
people love them.
I think in this generation, free music is the biggest thing, right? Which is the worst thing to say for what we do.
It's a catch-22 for sure, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Okay, driving around in the whip.
Okay.
What albums are you... I was going to say CDs, but, you know, not that many kids these days do them CDs. No. But what are your top albums right now that you listen to? Or even old school, whatever.
Ooh, no, yeah. Actually, it's funny that you say that because most of the new music that I do listen to, it is in the car.
Okay.
And some of the albums that are still in there right now is the Games latest album.
Okay.
I have... Shit, can I just look in there?
Oh, yeah, look. I mean,
now I'm about to open this up right now.
See, right now, he's actually grabbing his phone like all the kids do these days.
Here we go.
There's no CD, there's no tape cassettes that he's been talking about. He's still up on Game.
Here we go. So, the Game's documentary 2.
Okay.
I have Glasses Malone's. It's called Glass House 2, I believe. Ooh.
Okay.
Oops, I'm playing it.
Hey, man, we have to get that signed off for that to be on here, man.
Yeah.
Call the label.
Glasses Malone is, I think, in my opinion, one of the greatest artists that I've heard too in a long time from the West Coast.
Okay.
And Miguel's latest album. And believe it or not, man, I am a huge Redman fan. So I have Mudface, which was his latest one.
Okay.
And those are the ones that I have right now.
So still a lot of hip-hop, a little bit of R&B in there.
Yeah, man, I'm a huge hip-hop fan just in general because that's what I grew up in, you know, within school in the 90s, late 90s.
Right.
And it was all hip-hop influenced.
Right. Obviously work on a lot of mixtapes and stuff. Some of them are produced, some of them are DJ'd live. You do edits, some bootlegs, yes?
Yes.
Are you working on anything currently that you can talk about?
I have a mixtape series called Beats, Rhymes, and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with classic hip-hop, you know that a Tribe Called Quest had an album called Beats, Rhymes, and... Beats, Rhymes, and Life. So anyhow, I have a mixtape series called Beats, Rhymes, and Wine, and I took that name with my partner, Tony Dalla Julio, who's a turntablist, and we just kind of put together a mixtape series of acknowledging all the classics and the golden era tracks that are out there.
Yeah.
Basically, we want to keep the classics, right?
Uh-huh.
And so right now I'm working on inviting a couple of higher profile DJs that are really, really good at not just in turntablism, but also that are very knowledgeable in that specific era, that uh-huh. golden golden era of music. And I'm going to feature a couple of really dope-ass people that I cannot name yet because they're still working on their projects. But I've had, like, DJ Fuse from Power on there.
Yeah.
Quest from back home. Of course, I've done some of them. And $20 Julio. A really cool thing, I'm working on an R&B mixtape right now that is going to be accompanied by Barry Black, who's here from Vegas, and he was on The Voice.
Okay.
And he's working with some of the crew from Jodeci, and that's all I'll say for now.
Okay.
So it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
All right. Absolutely. Sounds fun. All right. If you weren't doing all of these things that we just went through right now, you weren't doing all of that today, what would you be? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like,
two things. So,
you
it's
know,
easy.
Your path takes you on, your path in life takes you in a lot of turns, you know?
That's easy for me, and it'll be really quick.
Okay.
I would either be a cop.
Okay.
Still work as a corrections officer or whatever I was doing.
Okay.
And or I'd be a web programmer full time, extra full time, because I still do it now.
Yeah.
So, but okay.
And you see, listen, all the stuff that we just talked about, nobody out there knew that he's still doing this outside of the entertainment industry.
Yeah, but you know why though? Because I don't want to be one of those guys who's dependent on paying someone hundreds of dollars to maintain, you know, the elements that are needed to be good in this DJ business. So yeah, so I'm like, yo, I'll just do it myself.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, you really get your hustle on. And I commend you for that. I mean, like you said, it was really easy. You would be one of those two things.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So I've got this new thing that I'm going to try and run by now. It's kind of a just a quick, not really a game, but it's just a quick 60 seconds worth of questions. And we'll see how many
Let's answer.
You ready?
Let's do it.
All time favorite mixer.
Oh, mixer as in DJ or mixer as in act physical mixer?
No, actual physical mixer. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
No, I'm still a TTM 57 first generation.
Favorite genre to spin?
Funk and old school.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike all the way.
Night owl or morning person?
Night owl.
Ableton or Pro Tools?
Ableton.
Serato Scratch Live or Serato DJ?
Scratch Live.
Hard alcohol or beer?
Both.
Folk music or country music?
Folk.
Damn! Coke or Pepsi?
Coke. Oh, wait. Damn, look at this.
Yeah, he's got a Pepsi right
because,
in front of him.
Because that was the only option in the vending machine.
Talk radio or music when you're not working?
Music.
Music all the way. Okay. Favorite sports team?
Clippers and Rams.
Clippers and Rams. Okay. Next one. Blake Griffin or Chris Paul?
Ooh. Chris Paul because of his leadership.
Because of his leadership?
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, just so you guys know, CO1 and I, sometimes we play ball together like once a week, and this fool dribbles up and down the court like he's CP3 or something.
Yo, you know I get my, man, you know I get my jump shot on, though.
Hey, we have fun out there, though, for real.
It's streaky, but you know that when it's good, it's good.
Shout out to all the DJ homies that play with us, man. And if anybody out there listening, you're coming to Vegas, like reach out to us and stuff. You know, we play like on a weekly basis.
Yo, you've heard me on air.
Yep.
Call people out.
Yeah,
I'm like, y'all DJs, y'all, you are sucka DJs. Everyone talks all their game on Instagram and on Twitter.
Yep.
We're going to go ball you up.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years that we've been playing, and I've yet to see a new face.
Yeah, exactly, right? But we bring them out sometimes, y'all, so holler at us, man. Seriously, though, CO1, thank you for being here with us today. Big shout out to the mix that you had put together for us. Everybody go take a listen to that. And make sure you plug, you know, your website, Instagram, Periscope, all that stuff. Snapchat,
man,
everything.
It's crazy. You know, it's really easy. It's at DJCO1. You know what's one thing that I've learned about that?
Yeah.
About not only is it just five letters, right? DJCO1.
Yeah.
But I've learned that people always think that an O is a zero. I don't know. Did you ever learn that in school? I did.
You need to go back to school at that point.
It's CO1, not C01.
Right.
So it's DJCO1, everything. DJCO1.com, IG, DJCO1, Twitter, DJCO1.
So. All right, man. Again, thank you. Yo, also, thank you for letting me get into your studio, sitting here across from you and interviewing you this time.
Yeah, man. We got to talk about the real business after this.
Yeah, for sure, man. Joseph Get Right here. Another episode. All-Star Mix Series. My MP3 Pool. You guys make sure you get by that. The blog, etc. Check that stuff out and make sure you come check us out next time. Thank you.
My MP3 Pool All-Star Mix Series.